Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a DNB base idea in Ableton Live 12 and, more importantly, turn it into an actual arrangement that feels like a track, not just a loop. Now, if you've ever made a bass line that sounds cool for 4 bars and then just kind of sits there doing the same thing forever, this one's for you. The goal here is to shape the bass like it belongs in a real drum and bass tune, with an intro, a tease, a drop, and a small switch up that keeps the energy moving. And just to be clear, in DNB the bass is not only the low end, it's often the hook, the tension, the movement, and the thing that makes people nod their head. So we're going to think like that from the start. First, open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a great default starting point for DNB. If you want it a touch heavier or more rolling, you can go a little lower, but 174 is a solid anchor. Set up 4 tracks to begin with. 1 drum rack track for your drums, 1 MIDI track for your sub, 1 MIDI track for your mid-bass, and 1 audio track in case you want to resample or edit a break later. If you have a reference track, drop that in too. Don't copy it, just listen to how often the bass changes, how much space it leaves for the snare, and how the intro teases the main drop. For the arrangement, give yourself a 32-bar canvas right away. Think bars 1 to 8 as the intro, 9 to 16 as the tease or pre-drop, 17 to 24 as the main drop, and 25 to 32 as a variation or switch-up. This helps you avoid endless loop syndrome, which is super common when you're starting out. Now we build the sub first. On the sub track, load operator. Operator is perfect for beginners because it makes a clean sub very easily. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and simplify everything as much as possible. You want a fast attack, a short release, and a smooth, steady tone. A good starting point is a sine oscillator, attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay somewhere around 100 to 250 milliseconds, and release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. The exact numbers aren't magic. What matters is that the sub feels tight and controlled. Now write a simple MIDI pattern. Keep it basic. One note on the downbeat, maybe a short answer later in the bar, maybe a held note into the next bar. That's enough. The sub should support the groove, not fight it. In DNB, if the sub gets too busy, it starts stepping on the drums, especially the kick and snare. After operator, add utility and set the width to 0%. That keeps the low end mono, which is crucial. Low end stereo width can cause phase problems and make your track feel weak in the club or even on headphones. Next, we create the mid bass layer. This is where the character lives. Load waveatable, analog, or even another operator if you want to keep it simple. The job of this layer is not to replace the sub, it's there to add motion, grit, and personality so the bass can cut through on smaller speakers. A beginner-friendly starting point in waveatable would be the saw-based sound, light to tune or unison, some filter movement, and a little drive. Keep the filter in a low-pass or band-pass range depending on the tone you want. Start the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz, and adjust from there. Add saturator after it with a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 8 dB. And turn on soft clip if needed. The goal is harmonics, not chaos. Now we're ready for the real musical part, call and response. This is a big deal in DNB. A strong bass line often feels like a conversation. The drums say something, the bass answers, or the sub lays a foundation and the mid-bass jumps in with attitude. Start with an 8-bar loop. Don't hit every beat. Leave space for the snare on 2 and 4, and think about where the bass can land without masking that backbeat. A nice beginner pattern is a long low root note in bar 1, a short offbeat stab in bar 2, maybe a slightly higher note in bar 3, and then a gap or pickup into bar 4. Then repeat the idea with a small change in bars 5 to 8. That's the key idea here. Shape. You're not just placing notes on a grid. You're creating a contour, a movement, a phrase. That's what makes it feel like music instead of a MIDI exercise. Now zoom into the clip and start shaping the notes with velocity, note length, and timing. In Ableton Live 12, these little edits matter a lot. Keep the sub mostly tight and consistent. Let the mid-bass be a little more human if you want, but don't go randomly off-grid. DNB groove is usually about precision with tiny variations, not sloppy timing. If the clip feels stiff, try adding a light groove from Ableton's groove pool. Keep it subtle. You only need a little swing, not a full wobble. Think maybe 10 to 25% timing and a small amount of velocity movement. That can help the bass lock into the drum break feel without making things messy. Here's a really useful teacher tip. Write the bass around the drums, not next to them. Load the drum pattern first and test the bass against it. Then mute the drums and make sure the bass still makes musical sense on its own. If it works both ways, You're in a good place. Now let's make the sound evolve without overcomplicating the MIDI. Instead of adding new notes every few bars, automate the bass sound. This is one of the easiest ways to make a beginner arrangement sound more finished. On the mid bass, automate the filter cutoff. Maybe a little drive, maybe wavy-able position if it gives you movement, and possibly a delay throw or reverb. Send on just the last note of a phrase. Keep the changes small. For DNB, subtle automation often sounds more professional than huge dramatic sweeps. For example, you could slowly open the filter over the last two bars of the intro so the listener feels the drop coming. Then in the main drop, add a tiny bit more drive for bite. In the switch-up, maybe close the filter slightly again so the bass feels darker and tighter. Now arrange the bass into a real sectioned idea. In bars 1 to 8, keep things filtered or hinted at. You don't need the full force bass right away. In bars 9 to 16, tease the motif with drums or percussion and maybe bring the sub in just before the drop. In bars 17 to 24, let the main bass phrase hit with full sub and mid-layered energy. Then in bars 25 to 32, change one thing. That could be a new note, a rest, a shorter stab, or a different filter movement. This is where a lot of beginners level up fast. They realize arrangement is not about making 100 different ideas. It's about making one idea evolve in a smart way. Also, try to think in layers of function, not just sound. The sub is weight. The mid-bass is motion. Maybe a tiny top texture, if you use one later, is ear candy. If each layer has a job, your arrangement gets way clearer. Now let's clean up the mix a little. On the bass group, use EQ8 if you need to cut mud in the low mids, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep the sub centered and mono with utility. Use saturator for harmonic weight, but don't overdo it. If the drums start losing punch, back off the drive. In DNB, the kick and snare need to stay strong. And here's a really important habit. Listen at low volume. If the bass only feels exciting when it's loud, it probably needs a bit more mid-range character or simpler movement. Also, check it in mono. If the bass suddenly gets weak or hollow, you've probably got a phase or width issue somewhere. A few common mistakes to avoid: making the bass too busy, letting the sub go stereo, using only one bass sound for everything, over-automating every bar, and forgetting to leave room for the snare. Those are the big beginner traps. The good news is they're all easy to fix once you notice them. If you want a darker or heavier DNB feel, keep the sub clean under a dirty mid-bass. Use short releases on the stab so the bass stays tight. Try silence as a weapon too. A little gap before a bass hit can make the next hit feel massive. And if you're tempted to distort harder, remember that saturation should add harmonics, not destroy the mix. Here's a quick practice move you can do right now. Set a 15-minute timer. Build a mono sub with operator. Write a two-bar bass phrase using only 3 to 5 notes. Add a mid-bass layer. Put saturator and utility on it. Duplicate the idea into 8 bars and change one thing every 4 bars. Then arrange a simple intro, drop, and switch up across 16 to 32 bars. Keep it focused. No extra effects madness. Just bass shape and arrangement. If you finish that and mute the mid-bass, the sub should still communicate the rhythm. If it does, that's a really good sign your bassline is working. So the big takeaway is this. In DNB, repetition is fine, but only if you control the variation. Build your bass in layers. Keep the sub mono, right around the drums, and arrange in clear sections so the track feels like it's going somewhere. Small moves, strong shape, clean low end, that's the win. In the next step, keep refining the phrase, flip the last bar of the loop, and start thinking like a listener or DJ. If the bass makes sense every 8 or 16 bars, you're not just making a loop anymore, you're making a track.